like, I'm sort of very aware, I think we all are, we're very aware of how troubled we are at the minute. We're all a bit frazzled, we're all a bit mad, don't we? Do you know what I mean? In the last couple of years, we've all realised, oh, I'm a bit crazy, yep. Do you know what I mean? I have thoughts that I never used to have. I'm about to go to bed and my brain's like, you're going to die. Dead in a ditch. Sometimes my brain will suggest that I do a thing that I would never do. What if you put your mum's head in the microwave? What if an eagle stole your dog? Fuck off. That's why I've started vaping cannabis. That's my way of dealing with it. And I know it's not the best way, you know, and it might send me madder, but... It's nice, isn't it, cannabis? Because it lets you put your brain away. It's like, oh, too much for me, I just need to drift. I love it. It's the only drug as well that makes you giggle and paranoid, which is a brilliant combo. Just, who's laughing? I got stoned with my brother, it was amazing. Like that. We were watching Star Wars, he was like, this is shit. Why is it when they get their lightsabers out, you never see any moths? I got stoned with my mum, I recommend you do that. She's like,
cows have got no emotional range. See them in a field, they're always the same, aren't they? Moo! I've never once heard one go, moo. You must be happy, you'd never know it, you'd never know it. Be a nightmare if you worked in a toy shop, wouldn't it, Russ? Imagine trying to sell a toy zebra. You'd never find the barcode.
She doesn't need cannabis, my mum. Her brain is wonderful. We went to a restaurant the other day where you eat in the dark. It's in London, right? And my mum went, I don't know, Russ. What if we forget where my mouth is? She keeps a hula hoop underneath her sofa. I found it the other day. I was like, what's this? And my mum,
well, when I watch the news and it's awful, what I do, I pull out the hula hoop, I have a little dance, and I feel better.
And then she said this, she went,
I think you'll find there's a lot of ladies my age that do a similar thing.
Fucking no, there is not. How much better would the world be if there was?
Your husband's dead. You're joking.
You can learn a lot, you know, and I've got a fucking messed up brain. I had an amazing conversation. I don't know if anyone here is genuinely worried about death. I am all the time. Like, this has been the fun gig, but I'll go to bed tonight and my brain will be like, you're gonna die. Nothing you do matters, you piece of shit. Dead in a ditch. And that is tricky. And this tour's been hard. It's been amazing, but my granddad has died, my nan has died, and my uncle Tim has died. Three people that I adored are no more, and there's bullies and bigots and idiocy everywhere. And I was talking to my dad about it. I was really upset. I was like, my dad's a bit of a philosopher. He's disgusting, but he says wise things. The other day, Mum said, Dave, do you want to watch Britain's Got Talent? And my dad went, watch Britain's Got Talent? I'd rather shit in my hand and clap. So he recognises the reason mainstream TV exists. To keep us all thick so the government can pass the laws. There's the cakey programme. There's the dancey programme. We'll just get on with this, OK? And cakey dance, dance. Cakey dance, dance. I was talking to my dad about death, and he said something that's disgusting. And this will be too much for some of you. I think this side of the room will be all right. This is genuinely hideous, so I apologise. But it's the funniest, most profound thing anyone's ever said to me. I was talking to my dad about death. I said, Dad, what's the point? Granddad's dead, Nan's dead, Uncle Tim's gone. What's the point? And my dad said this. He went, should I tell you what life is, son? Life is just moments. All you got to do, go along, grab as many of them as possible, and hopefully, they flash before your eyes before you die. If he'd have stopped there, it would have been quite uplifting. But this is my dad. And this is what he said to me. You made it! You're here! That is incredible. Do you know how lucky you are to be alive? You could have died on my belly! Thousands of your dead brothers and sisters. Dead in socks. Dead in socks. I'll often open up the sock drawer and cry over the never babies I could have had. But I got you. And I love you. There's grace in you, Russ. I love you. And when you talk that shit, it kills me. Because you're my boy. It's very easy. You're here, then you're gone. Do your best and don't be a dick. It's an amazing way of looking at life, isn't it? That's the truth.
Watch Russell Howard Recalibrate, only on Netflix now.